This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN action update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
With the Major League Baseball season up and running, the odds to win the 2021 World Series still belong to the Los Angeles Dodgers on top at plus 325, while the Yankees are plus 650. San Diego plus 750, while the Chicago White Sox are at plus 1200. The Atlanta Braves, Houston Astros, and the New York Mets all in at plus 1400. Minnesota at plus 1800. St. Louis at 2200. The LA Angels and the Toronto Blue Jays both at 2500. Looking at the American League, odds to win, the Yankees on top at plus 275, White Sox plus 450, Astros plus 650, Twins at plus 800, Toronto plus 900, and the Angels plus 1400, along with the Tampa Bay Rays, the defending AL champions, also at 1400. The Dodgers favored to win the NL plus 175, San Diego plus 450, the Mets at plus 700, Braves at plus 750, St. Louis plus 1200, Phillies plus 1600, and the Reds plus 1800. With the Masters wrapping up this weekend at Augusta National, time to look ahead to the May PGA Championship. Dustin Johnson, the favorite at plus 900. Justin Thomas is at plus 1,000. Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm both at plus 1,200. Brooks Koepka plus 1,400. Rory McIlroy plus 1,600. Jordan Spieth plus 1,800. Along with Xander Schauffele also at plus 1,800. Colin Morikawa, the defending PGA champion, is at plus 2,200. Hideki Matsuyama and Patrick Cantlay are both at plus 2,500. Looking ahead to June's U.S. Open, Dustin Johnson once again the favorite at plus 900, John Rahm at plus 1100, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas both at plus 1200 to win the Open, Brooks Koepka plus 1400, and Jordan Spieth plus 1600, with Rory McIlroy also at 1600. NHL futures, odds to win the Stanley Cup, the Colorado Avalanche on top plus 450, Tampa Bay plus 700, Toronto Maple Leafs at plus 750, the Vegas Golden Knights at plus 800, the New York Islanders at plus 1,000. Carolina Hurricanes plus 1,200. Washington Capitals at plus 1,400. Boston Bruins at plus 1,600. Along with Florida and Pittsburgh, both of those teams also at plus 1,600. You can get the Minnesota Wild at plus 2,000. The NFL draft less than 3 weeks away. Who will be the first defensive player picked in the draft? Patrick Surtain at minus 130. While Micah Parsons is at plus 200. J.C. Horn plus 375. Who will be the second overall pick behind Trevor Lawrence? Zach Wilson minus 2,000, Justin Fields plus 850, Trey Lance at plus 1,600, Penny Sewell plus 2,200. Who will be the first offensive lineman picked in the draft? Penny Sewell, the leader, at minus 400, Rashawn Slater at plus 250. Who will be the first pick in the draft? Trevor Lawrence, easily the favorite, at minus 10,000, Zach Wilson plus 1,200, Justin Fields plus 2,000. Who will be the first running back to be taken in the draft? Najee Harris minus 170, Travis Etienne plus 165, Javonte Williams plus 500. What about the first wide receiver, Jamar Chase, who took a year off due to COVID, minus 500, Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner, plus 500, Jalen Waddle at 550. Even with the 17-game season, Kansas City still the favorite to win the Super Bowl at plus 550, Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 600 to repeat as champs, Green Bay plus 1200, LA Rams also plus 1,200. Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers both at plus 1,400. Baltimore and Cleveland both at plus 1,800. The Colts with new quarterback Carson Wentz at plus 2,000. Kansas City favored to win the AFC championship at plus 275. Tampa Bay the favorites to win the NFC title at plus 325.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Before you place your next bet, visit VSiN.com for all the latest data and powerful betting tools. Start with our live odds, team comparisons, and previews for every game on the schedule. Then dive deeper with live tracking of betting trends and line movements. And don't miss our unique tools, including odds comparisons from sportsbooks across the country, prop bet search engine, and custom parlay calculator. Everything you need to increase your betting knowledge and confidence is at your fingertips. Visit VSiN.com today.
Our VSiN experts live and breathe sports betting, and we've assembled the best team here in Las Vegas and from sportsbooks across the country to help you learn how to become a better handicapper. We go beyond picks and predictions to discuss the numbers and analysis that matter to sports bettors. We are always on for you with TV, radio, and digital coverage. Get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guides for under $50 from now through the College Hoops Finals. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up for this special offer today.
Welcome into the Green Zone presented by BetMGM here at VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa on a Saturday. Moving day Saturday at the Masters. And Wes, let's take a look at the leaderboard. Justin Rose came into the day as your 36-hole leader at 7 under par. He was paired today with Will Zalatoris, who was one shot back at 6 under par. Rosie was the third choice on the adjusted odds board at 7-1 to go on to win the Masters. Zalatoris was at 12-1. The two favorites were Jordan Spieth, who was at 4-1, and Justin Thomas, who was at 5-1. But Justin Rose off to the hot start right now and out to a three-shot advantage at 9-under on his round or for the tournament.
It's now a two-shot advantage as Will Zalatoris makes birdie on 3, 7-under par. Zalatoris, a lot of the memes have been around on Twitter. If you remember the movie Happy Gilmore, the caddy at the Waterbury Open. Remember the blonde skinny caddy
yes.
that Adam Sandler was strangling? He kind of looks a little bit like Will Zalatoris. Doesn't play like him, though, on debut here, trying to be the first debutant to win the Masters since one Fuzzy Zeller, another Z, pride and joy of New Albany, Indiana, by the way, did it in 1979. But you talk about the movers. The mover is Justin Rose, as he's moved a little bit away from the field. 9-under par, birdies on his first two holes. Currently at BetMGM, 5-2 plus 250, as he'll take care of a par here on number 3. Two-shot lead over Will Zalatoris. Really, we haven't seen a lot of the movers, I guess, several groups behind the leaders. The only one, really, is Corey Connors, who had an ace earlier in the round. 6-under through 8 holes. He is 4-under on the day. He's really been kind of the only mover as we get to moving day, which, of course, is always Saturday. But I kind of call them comers and goers. And the comer right now is absolutely Corey Connors, who is now tied for third with Mark Leishman. And then you look at some of the goers, maybe some of the guys that have gotten off to a little bit shaky of starts. Siwoo Kim now has made a birdie, but he's over par on his round. Tony Finau, over par on his round. These guys are tied for 10th at 3-under par. But just a quick one rundown of leaderboard, Brady. 9-under Justin Rose, 2 ahead of Will Zalatoris. Corey Connors, I mentioned, tied with Mark Leishman at 6-under. And then you go to the T5 guys, a lot of guys at 5-under. Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Bernd Wiesberger, and Brian Harman's made an early bogey. He is at 5-under. Then you got a little gap. Nobody at 4-under. And then you go down to Xander Schauffele and Tony Finau, Siwoo Kim, all at 3-under.
Corey Connors just missed a putt there, and I'm not sure if that's for par or for birdie, but he'll have about a 2-footer to maintain that par there on that hole. And then I was also looking at Patrick Reed. He's got a little moving day going on his Saturday. He's at 3-under par through 17, and he is at 2-under par for the tournament. Okay, so that was for par for Corey Connors. Missed his birdie there, so he makes the turn at 6-under out on the front nine at 32. But Patrick Reed at 2-under for the tournament, Wes, and I was saying this on Betting Across America earlier, I don't think you want larger than a 4-shot margin off of the lead heading into Sunday. If you can creep to within 4 of the leader on Sunday, I think you've got a shot. Now, Justin Rose, of course, at 9-under par, that would be 7 back for Patrick Reed. He'll need a birdie on 18 for sure to get to 3-under and hope Rosie comes back to the pack.
Right, because the low round so far of Saturday actually belonged to guys a little down the board. Phil Mickelson, nice little 69 today, as is Francesco Molinari. So that's really been the low round, but what we're kind of waiting on here for this afternoon, we were supposed to get some wind, perhaps some scattered thundershowers late into the round. So if the wind picks up a little bit, it's going to hit these these leaders, but there hasn't really been anybody that's posted a low number so far today. Nobody's really gone 66, 67. Usually you see one or two of those on moving day. Haven't seen that so far today, so that absolutely is music to the leaders' ears, as they don't have as many chasers. They have plenty enough to go around, really, with, I believe, now 13 players within six of the lead. So Justin Rozier, leader by two shots through three holes on Saturday over Will Zalatoris.
Rose at 9-under, Zalatoris at 7-under, Corey Connors, Mark Leishman at 6-under, Matsuyama, Thomas, and Spieth and Wiesberger all at 5-under. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth both giving one shot back there as they were to 6. Thomas safely onto the green there on the 6th hole, par 3. He'll have a lengthy putt for his birdie, but should be able to get down in 2 and make a par there and head to the 7th hole. He'll have the par 5 8th coming up. Jordan Spieth currently through 4 holes. He is even par on his round. We've got Major League Baseball in progress as well. Mr. Reynolds, the Marlins and the Mets. Trevor Rogers taking on Jacob DeGrom. Miami just 1-6 on the season. New York at 2-2. DeGrom went off as a heavy favorite here. Minus 275, and this is the lowest total I think I've seen all season, Wes, at 6.5.
Yeah, excellent outing for Trevor Rogers against a Mets team that's actually second least so far on the young season in terms of striking out at the plate only about 20% of the time. Trevor Rogers, 10 strikeouts through 6 strong innings, only 3 hits. So 1-0 here in the top of the 8. Marlins leading. Chisholm Jr., the long ball in the second inning, solo shot, the only run on the board, so 1-0. So yet another good outing for Jacob DeGrom here in the second game of the season. I think he went 7 2/3, struck out 14, only gave up the home run in the second. No run support, though, from the Mets for Jacob DeGrom yet again.
Justin Rose short there on that par 3, short of the green. He'll have to get up and down, a little scrambling to maintain a par on that one. Also, it was Patrick Reed. We were talking about him maybe being able to get to minus 3. He bogeyed the 18th hole. So now he finishes his round 2-under. He is 1-under for the tournament. The Yankees and Tampa Bay, Domingo Germán versus Chris Archer. The Yanks closed as a small road favorite, West, minus 135 with a total of 9.5. And we saw this total take a lot of money overnight, opened up at 8.5, up to 9.5, and Tampa Bay out in front early.
Chris Archer did leave after 2 3/4 with an injury, so it's going to have to be a bullpen game for the Rays. They usually have a plenty of those as they go with the openers for the starter. But Domingo Germán yet looking maybe like he's going to take a second loss so far. Only goes 4 innings, gives up 8 hits, 4 earned runs, walks a man, strikes out 5. But not a lot of run support here. Tampa Bay bullpen absolutely doing the job. So 4-0 through 5 Rays.
Seattle is at Minnesota. Kikuchi versus Michael Pineda. Twins 5-2 and atop the American League Central Division. Mariners at 3-4 and closed as the underdog here, plus 165 with a total of 8.
All long balls today, 2 solo shots for Seattle, both in the third. Trammell and Mitch Haniger both went yard. Nelson Cruz ties it up in the bottom of the third with the 2-run shot. So 2-2 so far as we head to the top of the fourth in Minneapolis.
Rounding out the early starts on the diamonds, the Brewers and St. Louis. It's Adrian Hauser facing Carlos Martinez, and nearly a pick'em game just about everywhere here at BetMGM. Cardinals closed as a minus 115 favorite with a total of 8.
This is one I did play, one of the only ones I played early on. We are now in the bottom of the third. I took the Brewers and the small plus price, also the under 8, which was pretty much 110 across the board. So Hauser so far leading over Martinez, 1-0, bottom of the third, 1 out in St. Louis.
We've got 2 games on the ice that are underway and some scoring in bunches here in the 2 early hockey games, Wes. They both dropped the puck about an hour ago. Boston at Philadelphia. Bruins have won 2 in a row. Flyers have lost 2 straight, and the Bees went off as a short road favorite here, minus 120 with a total of 5.5.
Boston currently in that fourth spot in the Eastern Division behind the Caps, Islanders, and Penguins, respectively, and then there's a little distance of Boston. Then there's a little distance behind Boston, that being the Rangers and the Flyers. Flyers. Flyers have kind of come back to earth a little bit, but so far so good for them. 2-1 here, middle of the second period.
In the Central Division, the Dallas Stars are hosting the Florida Panthers. Florida is now 1 point back in the division, having lost two in a row. They trail Tampa Bay and Carolina, who's now on top of that division by 1 point. Stars are off of a win, still fighting for a playoff spot in the division. Pretty much a pick'em affair here. Went off at -115 on the Panthers as a small favorite here at BetMGM with a total of 5.5. And right now it's all Dallas, Wes.
Yeah, big game for both teams, but really for Dallas as well. Nashville, by the way, the number four spot there in that Central Division, well behind Carolina, Tampa Bay, and Florida. Nashville trying to win that fourth spot. They're 4 points ahead of the Blackhawks and 7 points ahead of the Dallas Stars. So a big 2 points here if the Dallas Stars can go ahead and handle business.
I just saw Jordan Spieth roll in a putt. I believe that was on the sixth hole. So he remains at 5 under par for his round, a par putt that he was able to hold there on six. He is even par for his round today, 5 under for the tournament. Justin Rose gets through the third hole with a par. He is at 2 under for his round. He did miss the green, though, on the fourth hole. We'll see if he can get up and down on that one. He is at 9 under par, a 2-shot lead over Will Zalatoris, his playing partner. He started the day with a 1-shot lead over Zalatoris. He has extended that to a 2-shot lead. And now, Wes, he is the in-running favorite at BetMGM at 3-1 to win the Masters, followed closely by Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. Thomas at +350, Spieth at +450.
And you will continue to see them be low prices as Rose out of the bunker is going to have a long comebacker here for par at number four. Justin Thomas and Spieth were the favorites going into this morning, so you're going to see those prices probably stay low, even though they're four back. They're going to be right on their tail. And Rose, after that shot, now goes to +325, looking like he may give one back that he made early on. 350 for Thomas, 450 for Spieth, Will Zalatoris 11-1, Corey Connors 12-1, along with Hideki Matsuyama, Mark Leishman at 16, Xander Schauffele 20-1, Tony Finau at 28-1, and obviously all the prices down from there available at BetMGM.
Wes, how about back to the baseball here? As far as the in-game wagering, the poor New York Mets, or I should say Jacob DeGrom, this guy just cannot get any run support, it seems like, year after year. Trailing 1-0 in the eighth inning right now. If you do expect the Mets to come back and win this ballgame, you can get them at +180 right now at BetMGM. And, of course, they went off as massive favorites today. Miami just 1-6 on the season. Would you take a stab live with the previously favored New York Mets?
You know, that would be the way I would certainly go if I elected to do anything. But how about the pitching in both of these games? We're now going to the bottom of the eighth at Citi Field. 24 combined strikeouts at the plate today. Trevor Rogers struck out 10, Jacob DeGrom 14, Dylan Floro also just added one in relief for the Miami Marlins. So a lot of strikeouts at the dish today on both sides.
The New York Yankees went off as a small road favorite at Tampa Bay. They are behind 4-0, and they are now better than 10-1 to win this ballgame. Interesting there, but I don't know if I want to mess with the Rays in the sixth inning with a 4-0 lead right now. Seattle and Minnesota tied at 2 apiece. Seattle went off as about a +165 dog. Now they're even a little less than that, Wes, as they are currently at the plate in the fourth inning in a 2-2 ball game, +160 here on the money line at BetMGM. And then with the 1-0 lead, the Milwaukee Brewers over the St. Louis Cardinals in the fourth inning, they have moved to the role of the favorite at -175. Really nothing for you to do there if you got the Brew Crew prior to first pitch at a small plus price.
Yeah, and Justin Rose just drove his putt about 3 feet by. So he'll have that as a comebacker for bogey. Is going to give one of the two early birdies back that he made on each of the first two holes. So Rose, if he makes that, will have a 1-shot lead over Zalatoris. Also, we do have a UFC on ABC in the cage now. First fight of the main card, that is Mike Perry against Daniel Rodriguez, second round. Mike Perry took the money here. He's +150 as an underdog, got some knockout power, goes all the way down, I believe, to +110 here at BetMGM. So we'll try to up update you on the fights throughout the show here as they are now in the main card at the UFC Apex right here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, UFC fight night is UFC this afternoon.
Yes. Yeah, very early start. It's almost like this fight should be in Abu Dhabi or in Europe or something.
I thought it might have been in a different location with the early start.
Yeah, early morning start here in Las Vegas as Zalatoris misses his par putt, so he'll have a comebacker to try to be at 6 under par through four holes. So Rose doesn't lose anything on the field, though, if Rose ends up bogeying now as Zalatoris following suit.
Yeah, both of these guys struggling with the fourth hole here at Augusta. Back to the leaderboard there. Patrick Reed, I mentioned, shoots a 2 under par round to finish the tournament at -1 for his Saturday. 8 shots off the lead by Justin Rose. Anything else going on here? Let's see. You've got Bubba Watson, 2 under through 14 holes. You've got Patrick Reed finishing at 2 under par on the round, 1 under par for the tournament. Scottie Scheffler, 2 under through 17. You talked about it earlier, Wes. Now, you got a couple guys at -3 finished their round. Molinari and Mickelson. Webb Simpson finished his round at -2. Joaquin Niemann at -2 for his round. They're all at even par for the tournament. But moving day, not a whole lot of moving down lower on the board, and we could have weather coming up. We could see scores be relatively high today if this weather starts to knock some balls around. Wind's supposed to blow and thunder showers as well.
Absolutely, as Matsuyama misses his birdie, was trying to join the party at tied for second at 6 under par. The only mover so far, Corey Connors, low man on the course, 32 on the front nine, about to start the backside. He is tied for second with Mark Leishman and Will Zalatoris. Matsuyama, Thomas, and Spieth at 5 under. Rounding out that top 10, Xander Schauffele and Brian Harman now 2 over par in his round, 4 under on the day, and then a host of players at 3 under, including Ryan Palmer, Siwoo Kim, Tony Finau, and Bernd Wiesberger.
They showed Corey Connors' approach shot on the 10th fairway there, and I did not see if he hit the green. The 10th, a very difficult hole as he begins his way towards Amen Corner, the back nine of his Saturday. Corey Connors, again, 4 under par through 9 holes on his round. 2 shots off the pace now as Rose does make bogey on number 4. He is now at 8 under for the tournament, a 2-shot advantage over Connors, Leishman, and Zalatoris. Matsuyama, Thomas, and Spieth all at 5 under par. Xander Schauffele at 4 under, along with Brian Harman, who's +2 on his round today. Brian Harman was off to a red hot start for the first couple days, giving a few back here on moving day at Augusta. Just getting started inside the green zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. We'll be right back here on VSiN. Games every week, and with the early baseball season, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the green zone presented by BetMGM on moving day at the Masters Saturday at Augusta National. Justin Rose hanging on to a 2-shot lead. He is 1 under par on his round through 4 holes. He just bogeyed the 4th hole, so he is now at 8 under par for the tournament. 2 ahead of Mark Leishman, his playing partner Will Zalatoris, and then Corey Connors is tied at 5 under par with 4 other golfers. Corey Connors, one of the low rounds on the course right now, but just bogeyed the 10th hole. He is now at 3 under on his round. He jumps back to 5 under par for the tournament, tied with Hideki Matsuyama, Jordan Spieth, and Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas just had his drive into the rough and in a few trees, not completely in jail there, but made a great recovery shot to get his ball up onto the putting surface, and it looks like he should have a pretty manageable two-putt to make par on the 7th hole, and then he will head to the par 5 8th. But we talked about it earlier, Wes, not a whole lot of movement on moving day. It looks like 3 under par, 69 right now, about the low number on the course.
Yeah, current price is it just got taken off. Justin Rose hits his second into the bunker. He was plus 130, and I believe I saw Justin Thomas at plus 450. Jordan Spieth 5-1 was trying to get that in. They had just taken it down before they reprice, and now here it is back up. After that shot in the bunker, now Justin Rose goes to 4-1. Justin Thomas at plus 350 is the birdie putt. Just squeaks by. Should be an easy two putt for JT. Jordan Spieth plus 150. Hideki Matsuyama and Will Zalatoris, along with Mark Leishman, 12-1. Xander Schauffele is also part of that 12-1 group. Corey Connors 16-1. Tony Finau 22-1. And then everybody else is 40-1 or above at BetMGM.
Wes, you and I were at a Masters draft earlier in the week. A lot of guys here from VSiN and around the Las Vegas area in the sports betting community and what have you. Vinny Maliulo was there, Matt Eumanns. One guy that you and I liked, we kind of wanted to draft, and unfortunately we didn't get the opportunity, but Ryan Palmer has had a really good tournament. He's 1 under on his round today through 9 holes. He's at 3 under for the championship, 5 shots off the lead. I don't know if you can see a price on him, but I said it earlier. If you can get within 4 shots of the lead going into Sunday, I think you've got a shot. Ryan Palmer might be able to trim that margin even more so with 9 holes left to play.
Yeah, and I'm seeing Ryan Palmer at 80-1. So,
wow.
You know, if you want to go with the big bomb and just say, okay, I'm going to take a shot with somebody, it's not one of the leaders, maybe somebody can go low or somebody can catch up from behind. Certainly Ryan Palmer would be a very good candidate, and he has been playing pretty good golf of late.
He really
has. Some of the best golf I've seen him play in his career. Got 3 straight top 20s. He really deserved a better fade at the match play. It was between him and John Rahm for the to advance out of that group, as John Rahm makes a birdie here at 16, 2 in a row. Only even par on his day and only even par for the tournament, so a disappointing tournament for Rahm. But Palmer kind of, I think, gave the match to him a little bit late and really could have advanced over John Rahm. So he's been playing some very solid golf. Now 44 years of age, does have 1 top 10 here at Augusta National. That all the way back, I believe, in 2011. So Ryan Palmer, look, these guys that get in their 40s, and we've got a couple of them on the leaderboard, at least on the second page. Stuart Sink, who I like for a top 20 this week. He is right in there, tied for 16th. He's in red figures. Phil Mickelson, of course, even par now. So these guys that have not won this, that get into their 40s, may not get another shot to play Augusta National unless they win an event and get invited again. So they want to take advantage of it, and certainly are to this standpoint is Ryan Palmer.
Well, and I think it goes to show how much experience matters at this golf course, too. I mean, Justin Rose is living proof, and he talked about it after his round of 67 on Thursday in the opening round. He told our buddy Scott Van Pelt that he said, you know, I leaned a lot on my experience around this golf course, and he hadn't been in good form, and it showed on the front nine. And then all of a sudden he got red hot with an eagle on the 8th hole. And he said from there on, he just really leaned on the fact that he knows this golf course like the back of his hand, has been here many times. Like Mickelson, even Stuart Sink has been around this track a handful of times and having a great Masters tournament. We'll come back and update the UFC, the baseball, and the hockey as the Green Zone rolls along on moving day here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll be right back. The sports betting action this spring doesn't get much better than this weekend. Our VSiN experts are covering the Masters, early season baseball trends, NHL, and NBA playoff races, and every game on the schedule to give you the betting edge. We give you all the tools to cash more tickets, including our 24/7 video coverage, complete data and analysis on VSiN.com, our daily members-only best bet emails, and in-depth coverage of every sport in Point Spread Weekly, our online digital publication. The weather and the betting action is warming up in this spring, and now's the time to sign up for your VSiN 10-day free trial. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Welcome back to the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. And the Green Zone, indeed, as they pursue the green jacket, Mr. Reynolds. And it is two straight bogeys now for Justin Rose on the fourth and fifth holes. And he is now even par on his round, a one-shot advantage now. Rose at 7-under par for the tournament, one ahead of Mark Leishman and his playing partner, Will Zalatoris, Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth, all two back at 5-under par.
Justin Thomas currently two back, but currently your tournament favorite at BetMGM in the in-play, 11-4. Justin Rose now the second choice at 4-1. Jordan Spieth 13-2. Will Zalatoris 9-1. Mark Leishman 10-1 as he knocks in his par at number 6. Hideki Matsuyama 12. Xander Schauffele 14. Corey Connors 16. Tony Finau 20-1. Siwoo Kim 33-1. And then we go on down the board.
If we go down to 4-under par for the championship, that is three shots off of the lead set by Justin Rose. Brian Harman, Siwoo Kim, and Schauffele all at 4-under. And then everybody else, Spieth, Thomas, Matsuyama, Connors, Zalatoris, Leishman, and your leader Rose ahead of that. If you could pick out one guy that you'd like to have in pocket right now as far as that portion of the leaderboard, who would it be?
It would probably be Xander Schauffele. He is 1-under on his front nine. He finished very well yesterday, so I could absolutely see him making a move. Of the guys not in the top five, including those guys tied at 5-under. So if I'm looking for a chaser, it probably would be Xander Schauffele at this point.
What about Justin Rose? Would you like to have him in pocket? Now, a pre-flop at 100-1 or better, of course. But let's say you got in on Rosie at 7-1. Do you like your position?
Yeah, I still think you have to at this standpoint. Look, your playing partner, Will Zalatoris, who is very talented and is going to win out here on the PGA Tour very, very soon. He is still not even a full-time member. He can lock in, obviously, if he wins here. But you've got a guy you're playing with that this is his first time. So he's probably at some point going to have some adversity here. So you've got to at least feel confident with that. And plus, everybody else is playing the same course you're playing. So I don't think you necessarily hate your position. You don't like it as much as you did about maybe 20 minutes ago when we came on the air and he had a three-shot lead. So, you know, Rose, I think, is still in this. The one thing you do have is you've had a veteran under this kind of pressure. And you have a guy that won a major championship on a very tough golf course years ago at Marion in Pennsylvania for the United States Open. So as Jordan Spieth takes his, I believe, fourth shot
out of the
bunker.
Yeah, that was right. On the seventh hole, a par four, and his fourth shot rolls about 10 feet past. So he'll have that for bogey on number seven.
Yes, as he drifts now to 7-1, he'll have a tough make just to make bogey here to just stay at 4-under. But, yeah, I think you got to like your position if you're Rose. I think, look at who's behind you. You've got essentially not necessarily a tour rookie, but close to a tour rookie in Zalatoris. Mark Leishman certainly hasn't won a major. Obviously, it's a little more tenuous with Spieth and Thomas, with the two favorites going into the day behind you. But
and don't forget about Hideki, too, lurking at 5-under par for the tournament, 1-under par.
A lot of guys can still win this thing.
Absolutely. It's a long way from over. We've still got Sunday at the Masters, regardless of whatever is going on right now here on Moving Day. How about some baseball coming up at the top of the hour? Both Bay Area teams in action. The Oakland A's are in Houston, and the San Francisco Giants are hosting the Colorado Rockies. Giants won on Friday over Colorado 3-1. They'll send Logan Webb to the mound today to face Chichi Gonzalez. Giants are above 500, having won two in a row. Rockies at 3-5 on the young season. San Francisco laying the price at home today here at BetMGM, minus 180 with a total of 8.5.
Yeah, Chichi's getting bet against here, too, because the overnight price was Giants, I believe, minus $1.50-ish, $1.52, now up to the high 170s, including, I believe, 180 here at BetMGM. So Webb is getting the money. Not really a surprise. kind of a big price here. I'm going to leave it alone, but Chichi Gonzalez is not a player or not a pitcher I usually use, as he can get shelled more often than not. So this is a stay away for me.
Jordan Spieth, by the way, does not make that comebacker for bogey. So he makes a double bogey at the seventh hole and drops to 3 under par for his tournament.
Only
and
drifts to 8-1 though at BetMGM.
Well, he's got a lot of par fives coming up.
And probably they don't want to overly expose a price here. They've got enough Spieth action, I'm sure.
They do.
We'll ask Jeff Stoneback about that. But I know you and I know some guys around town that run some shops. They are loaded with Spieth money and tickets, so they would love to dodge him here.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe it's a good time to buy in on him right now, too. You know, I was waiting for that. People asked, you know, they asked both you and I all week long, would you jump in on Jordan Spieth? And it was like, I wish I had a ticket on him at 30, 40, or 50 to 1, or 60 even, but I'm not going to buy in at 10.
Yeah, when we arrived at the party, everybody was already gone, Brady, so it was kind of like, well, we can't really bet him at this standpoint because they're all at the after prom right now, so.
I wanted to find an opportunity in game when he maybe got to 20.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done it. He's been playing well, but here's an opportunity. What'd you say, 8-1 now?
Yeah, 8-1 currently at BetMGM, and I don't know how good of a price you're going to get on him at this standpoint because there's so much exposure already.
All right, one more baseball game to take a look at here. Again, going at the top of the hour in Houston, and the Houston Astros have absolutely owned the A's in the early going this season, but Oakland did get them on Friday, won just their second game of the year, did the A's. Today it's Frankie Montas facing Jose Urquidy in Texas. Astros -155 on the money line. They are the favorite with a total of 9.
Yeah, these are two pitchers I actually kind of want to fade here, which would lead me a little bit to the over. I did take the under last night, got a win, but I'm wondering, look, is this maybe the A's time? And you're kind of seeing that here in the betting market because Montas was a +140 last night. Now seeing him at a +130, I believe, low in the market here at BetMGM. So if I'm going with the side, I am going to go with the A's here in this spot. Under is getting bet, surprisingly, at 9. Would lean a little bit to the over in this spot, but probably my best play would be the Oakland A's taking the plus price on Frankie Montas. But hold your nose because he got shelled in this first outing.
Yeah, and the Astros have just been shelling the A's. I just don't have the guts. I'm going to stay away from this game. And
discretion is the better part of valor sometimes.
There you go. We will get back to the Masters here on the other side. Update the leaderboard again. Again, Jordan Spieth with a double bogey on number 7 to drop to 3 under par for the tournament. Now 4 shots off Justin Rose's lead. Rose at 7 under par. He's even on his round through 5. We'll be right back inside the Green Zone. Players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during the game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using the promo code VSIN100, and if you place a $1 money line wager on the Nationals or the Dodgers, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. It's a new customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia only. It excludes Michigan dissociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. In Tennessee, 800-889-9789. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you back inside the Green Zone, presented presented by BetMGM. Checking the hockey scoreboard, the Florida Panthers have gotten on the board. They are through two periods in Dallas, and the Stars up 3-1 in this contest, and Dallas is minus 1,200 to go on and win this game with one period remaining in the live market. Again, minus 1,200. If you want to lay 2.5 goals, you can get a plus price at plus 115. Philadelphia and Boston are knotted at 2 apiece through two periods in Philadelphia. West, the Bruins closed as minus 120 favorites here at BetMGM. Now, with one period remaining in a tie ball game, they are minus 135 favorites. And over to the Diamonds, had a few games go early this morning, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. out east. The New York Yankees and Tampa Bay Rays now into the seventh inning, and it's still 4-0 Tampa Bay. They got out to an early lead, West, and they're comfortable where they are right now.
Yeah, with Chris Archer having to leave the game with an injury, I'll have to look up and see what that was, but he left in the third inning. But so far, the Rays making that hold up 4-0, bottom of the seventh, shutting out the Pinstripes.
And the Miami Marlins looking to win for the second time this season as they are out in front of the New York Mets. Into extra innings here? No, this can't.
Bottom of the ninth, Marlins did get some insurance runs here at the top of the ninth. This was a pitcher's duel between Rogers and DeGrom. Miami gets two at the top of the ninth, so Marlins in for the save, and it looks like they are going to get it.
Yeah. My screen said 10th inning in a 3-0 ball game, but
right
now it is showing complete, so it looks like Miami will get the win as a big dog, too. DeGrom was about a minus 275 favorite.
Yeah, as Garcia gets a save, they had been going with Anthony Bass as the closer. He had blown a couple saves, so a new opportunity for a new closer. Garcia gets it done. 3-0 win for the Marlins as a 230 underdog.
Still tied in Minnesota between the Twins and the Seattle Mariners. Both of these teams off to really good starts so far this season. Seattle remaining competitive out west, and the Minnesota Twins atop the American League Central Division, tied at 2 apiece in the sixth inning there in Minnesota. St. Louis is trailing the Milwaukee Brewers, and Wes Reynolds is happy with a play on the Brew Crew. 3-0 right now in the fifth inning, and Milwaukee out to a minus 650 favorite, Wes, in the live market.
Yeah, runner on here with two outs now for Hauser. Cardinals bottom of the fifth, 3-0. So runner base hit, I believe it was Edmund that gets on. So one runner on, two outs. Hauser looking to close out here the first five if you bet the Brewers 3-0.
Justin Thomas, I just noticed, is still at 5 under par.
He parred 8. The par five.
Yeah, and that's not a great sign, because Justin Thomas, as we know at Augusta National, and any golf course really, has all the tools in the bag. Mm-hmm. But he does have trouble putting these Augusta National greens. The only Masters that he has gained strokes putting on the greens was last year in November. Otherwise, he has lost strokes to the field on the greens, and that wasn't too long of a birdie putt that he had on 8. It was really probably the chip that could have been better, but I want to say he had about a 6-footer, maybe less.
Yeah.
And that is not a good sign for Justin Thomas backers. You need him to have a hot putter if he's going to go on to win here.
Well, and we're getting the usual fast greens here at Augusta, 13.5 to 14 on the stem. Last year, obviously, softer conditions with the rain, so a little bit slower on the greens, and he was a little better. Now these guys are dealing with these really quick greens, as Rose still leads 7 under par through 6 holes. Zalatoris and Leishman co-second place right now at 6 under par.
And Corey Connors at 5 under par for his tournament, 3 under par on his round, had it to five under earlier, and has now given back a couple of strokes. Hideki Matsuyama through 9 holes is 1 under par on his round. He's tied for 4th with Connors and JT at 5 under par. Shoffley now creeping into the tied for 7th spot. He is 1 under on his round through 9 holes. He's at 4 under par, tied with Brian Harman, who's given a couple back today. He's plus 2 on his round. And then you have Siwoo Kim and Tony Finau, 1 over par on their round. They are at 3 under for the tournament, along with Jordan Spieth, who is now 2 over on his round through 7 holes.
Yeah, all the 3 unders, I think, still are in this, but it's kind of time to get moving for these guys. So we shall see what they are able to do, as just kind of watching a little bit down the leaderboard and seeing, you know, how far we can go down to see where guys are in it. Currently, I believe we have 20 players in red figures, including Stuart Sink, who just makes a birdie. Nice job by him. He is now 1 under for the tournament. I actually have an 8-1 on him to finish top 20. So
that
would be a nice score if I can't get one of the outrights home. It'll make up for that. So at least we've got that going. By the way, let's give a UFC update really quick. The first fight of the main card is concluded. Daniel Rodriguez gets the unanimous decision win over Mike Platinum Perry. And Rodriguez actually got bet against because Perry took the money based on the opener. I think Perry was as high as a 150 underdog. Did get a couple takedowns. Didn't really do much damage with them, though, as Rodriguez gets bet against, but he gets the money here. Unanimous decision. Next fight in the cage is going to be Nina Ansaroff, whose spouse is pretty darn good in the UFC, that being Amanda Nunez. she's done pretty well for herself, and we'll see if the other half here, Nina Ansaroff, will do the same. She is going against Mackenzie Dern. Ansaroff has seen the money. I know our friend Lou Finicaro on Point Spread Weekly is on Mackenzie Dern. She is now the underdog, plus 110 at BetMGM, minus 130 on Ansaroff. When we go to the break, they are about to go ahead and enter the cage. About 2 or 3 minutes from now, scheduled to ring the bell and get the second fight started here on the main card.
So far at Augusta National, we have not seen any inclement weather hit the golf course. It was expected that maybe thunder showers will hit the golf course around 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time, so roughly an hour from now. And the leaders are through six holes, and a big portion of the leaderboard has hit the back nine, including Matt Jones, Henrik Stenson. Pretty good Masters for Stenson, who's just been an awful
Nobody
form.
Saw that coming,
oh,
I don't
wow.
think.
Out of nowhere there. He is at 1-under par for the tournament, 1-under par on his round today through 16 holes. Stuart Sink, you talked about, he's through 13. And Ryan Palmer, we were saying, was maybe a good shot there, 1-under on his round and 3-under for the championship. And now Palmer has given a couple of shots back. He's back to 1-under par. He is tied for 15th, but now six shots back of Justin Rose's lead.
Yeah, so Justin Rose looked like he was going to put some distance as we came on the air here at the top of the hour. He was 9-under par, 3 clear of the field. Now just 1 clear with Leishman and Zalatoris. Leishman has a long par putt here at 7, so it looks like he may give one back as that will come up short. So bogey for Mark Leishman will put him back down to 5-under par, along with Connors, Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, also at 5-under par. And I believe Matsuyama's got a scramble here at number 10, starting the back nine for a par. And
he
knocks
nails
it in. That was not a short putt there for Matsuyama. And that's always the concern with him is the putting. He is very much alive. It's always seemed, and I know a lot of us have lost Matsuyama tickets to show for it, that he has the mark of a major champion.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the greens is where it gives him trouble. But if he can just make those tough putts like that, you know he's good with the irons in his hand. So he is very much in the mix here now, T3 with Connors, Thomas, and Mark Leishman.
Yeah, and it's odd about Hideki Matsuyama. He does not have great statistics or a great history with the flat stick, but he seems to always putt very well here at Augusta National. He really flourishes on these fast, firm putting surfaces, and that was a great putt right there on 10 to save par. I want to say that was probably about a 12-footer. And oftentimes, a putt like that for par, Wes, can really springboard around. We'll see what he does on the rest of the back nine here as he heads to Amen Corner and the 11th hole. Zalatoris, we're kind of back where we started here before the round got underway for everyone. Justin Rose even par on his round. He's 7-under, one shot ahead of his playing partner, Will Zalatoris, at 6-under. Connors, Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, and Leishman all at 5-under par. Shoffley, Harmon at 4-under par. Siwoo Kim and Tony Finau at 3-under par. Finau looked like he was going to put together another good round. He shot a really good round. A lot of people shot good rounds on Friday, but Finau falling off a little bit now at 1-over par through 8 holes, obviously does not get a birdie there on the par 5/8, and that's where you have to make up ground here, Wes, is on the par fives. If you look at, you know, the scoring across all the holes, par threes, par fours, par fives, the guys that go on to win this thing do really well on the long
and that's
long
where
holes.
He's always been so good as taking advantage of the par fives. Did
right.
not do so here at number 8. It looks like Jordan Spieth just hit some kind of incredible shot, just judging by my social media. CBS cameras have not made their way to show that shot, at least in the truck. I guess he made a very good recovery there. So we shall see if that shot's coming up, as Will Zalatoris going to try to have to get out of a little bit of tree trouble here for his second shot on 7. Before we hit the break, Brady, we did get a question on Twitter from @TripTepper on Twitter, if I can say that properly. With the wind beginning looking to blow at Augusta, do you live bet Leishman at plus 750? Could be the best win player in the field. Well, Mark Leishman now at 12-1 after that bogey does drift up. So, look, there is some thought to that. Australians, Europeans that deal a lot with this wind, that you could get involved there. Not a lot of Europeans at the top of the board, with the exception of Justin Rose, as now they are showing this Jordan Spieth shot recovering out of the pine straw as he does get it on the fringe, rolling back to the hole. Looks like Jordan Spieth's going to have an opportunity for birdie to get back to four under.
Very nice for Mr. Spieth. And Trip Trepper, he does bring up a very good point. Mark Leishman, absolutely a very good wind player, and I think that's a good handicap right there. And what's wrong with taking Mark Leishman right now, just two shots off the lead, who's been in contention at Augusta before? So thank you for dropping that in. On the timeline, it is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. We'll be right back with hour number two here inside the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa on moving day.